Hey guys, it's Kathy. Before we jump into today's episode, I want to let you know that ticket prices for my podcast summit, Her Turn to Podcast Summit, are going up on April 20th. So if you were thinking of coming, now would be the best time to claim your spot. That's kathyheller.com/live to grab your ticket. It's a 2-day event for women in podcasting, May 20th and 21st in Los Angeles. And I'm just so excited that women are coming together, women who have podcasts, women who want to grow their shows, women who want to start their podcast. Not only are you going to be hearing from some of my favorite women in the podcasting space about what it takes to grow an audience, what it takes to monetize the show, but also we're going to be doing this in a way that I think truly speaks to the gifts that we have as women. There's going to be meditation. There's going to be a sound bath. I think not only are you going to grow in amazing ways, but you're going to do amazing networking and you're going to expand your mind and your heart. And I think we're going to have a really holistic conversation about what does it really mean to create gorgeous show and how can we manifest from the feminine perspectives that we're not hustling, but we're aligning. I cannot wait. If you want to get tickets to this event, go to kathyheller.com/live. That's kathyheller.com/live to grab your tickets. Again, prices go up April 20th. So you can go to kathyheller.com/live and you can see who all of our speakers are going to be. But I really can't wait just to tell you a few. Jessica Zweig is going to be there. I'll be doing a sit-down interview with Jenny Garth. You're going to be hearing from Patrice Washington, Jordan Gill, Amber Lillystrom, Julie Solomon. It's really going to be an incredible 2 days packed with so much information and connection and women having honest, heart-to-heart, vulnerable conversations about how we can make an impact in the world and use our voice. And I think podcasting is something that at this point, I really feel like more women need to understand, like we were made to create this kind of intimacy and to create this kind of impact. And so I'd love to see you there in person. Get your tickets now. Go to kathyheller.com/live. I cannot wait to see you there. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen. When we're out of alignment, we want to be impressive. And so when we get nervous, you notice people will talk faster, not slower. They do more, they speed up. And so early on in my life, when I would make things, I would like quickly try to make things. And then I would find out, oh, if I would have slowed down, then instead of sending that first song, I would have written 12 songs. And then picked my best one.
Yep.
So what I teach in the beginning of this program is part of why we're waiting till January is because you're going to record episodes, plural, and some of them you're never going to air.
Okay.
So that you give yourself a moment to find your voice.
Right.
If you were to tell me that you're going to sit down at a potter's wheel and sell your first piece of pottery, I would say that lacks empathy for you and your customer.
Right.
Because no one would do that. We don't want to buy your first piece of pottery. We don't want to buy your first 8th piece of pottery. But your 21st piece of pottery, we'd like to see it. When I turned in this book just now for Simon & Schuster, the reason it takes a year is because we're going to write probably 6 more drafts of this book. So the editor, she goes through like a 2-month deep dive edit. It's like a dental hygienist doing like a deep clean. Then she's going to send it back to me and I'm going to have like 2 weeks to do this. Then she's going to do it again. By the time the book comes out, it will be a different book. And when you shoot a movie, the editor will say, I really have the hardest job in a sense, because the movie will shoot for 3 months and I will edit the movie for 10 months. The director might say, can I get that shot again with the light coming this way? Can we get that shot again in the rain? Can I get you to say that line differently? Can I get this? Can I get this? Can I get this? Can I get this? And then they get it all. And then they have this much film. And then this much film goes to the theater. This is what it takes to make quality creative things. Let's be really clear what I just said. It takes giving ourselves full creative permission to explore
so that we then know we can breathe and say, I'm coming back to this. How you write a book is you just let yourself write. How you write a song is you let yourself write. I used to write music like this. I'd be literally sitting there with my guitar and a notebook, and I would try. I thought I was supposed to write the first line and then the second, and then I wouldn't get the right second line. Then I would scratch it out and get really frustrated. It's like, oh, it doesn't have to work that way. I could just write a whole bunch of phrases and melodies and do the next page and the next page, and then have singing into my head, little voice recorder. And I would go, oh, this line on page two and this melody for this hook on page four, that's my song. Oh, right. That's a creative process. When I interviewed Jason Mraz, he said, you should see my studio right now. There's a half-eaten avocado on the piano bench. There's a ukulele on the ground. There's pages of lyrics all over the top of the piano. And it looks insane in here. And he said, and I let myself have this every single, you can hear this on the Jason Mraz episode. He goes, every day I come in here and I just kind of play with everything I feel like playing with. I touch everything I want to touch. And then I come in the next day and I see, like a detective, is there a clue? Was there one thing in the crime scene that I like enough to take with me for today? And he goes, sometimes there's nothing because I do it every day. Like, what else is he going to do? He's a songwriter. He goes, well, some days there's like a clue here. And I'm yours. Well, you done me and even I felt it. Tried to be good. You guys, once I start singing that song, I have to sing the whole song. But I won't bore you with it. That song was supposed to be just a little ditty that he was writing that he thought would be like a kid's song. And then one day in concert, they were waiting on something and he was on stage and he was like trying to fill a moment and he just played it and people went crazy. And he was like, So he worked on it. And then that was his number one single. But what we do is we're like, oh my God, I'm serious now. And if I'm serious, it means I'm going to win. Have you ever looked in nature and seen a serious koala bear? Have you ever looked at nature and seen a serious redwood tree? Look how serious it is. It's got to get it done. No. And that's why it works so well, right? The environment is not rushing.
Right.
You might be destroying it, but it's fine. Like, it finds its way. Like, it knows what to do. Everything gets what it needs, right? We might come in and screw it up, but like, they're okay. They're not stressed out. Can you imagine like a dolphin, like, I gotta go. I got places to be. Like, it's just like a giraffe, like, no time to talk. You got stuff to do. You know what I mean? Like, they're just like relaxed. They're fine. You know, they probably have like a good heart rate. So what we do is we think in terms of, we want to protect ourselves from looking like idiots. We're really worried about what people think. We're really worried. And the people that I know who make creative, beautiful things are just not worried. That's all. They just got off that train. They're like, yeah, I'm off that train. So instead, I'm going to find creativity. Where does creativity live? It lives in spontaneity. Oh, spontaneity. Woo, that doesn't work well for perfectionists. But I'll tell you what. All of the creative things that have ever happened in this world. In fact, I'll up the ante for you. Every $1 billion ever made came from a creative idea. When Steve Jobs walked out of a calligraphy class and started thinking about technology and making technology beautiful, he made $1 billion. That was it. That was where the $1 billion got made. Then he just actually built. It's like when you see the house and then you make the blueprint and you hire the architect, but you saw it first. So the house was created here. When Walt Disney flew in a helicopter looking at Anaheim, he said to the helicopter driver, look out that window. And he was like, yeah, there's a swampland. He's like, no, it's Disney. And he was like, you sound insane. And most of the people he talked to had said, you sound insane. And he was like, no, that's what you're supposed to say. That's your line. That's what you're supposed to say. It's okay. That's the way the world is. It's fine. But everything beautiful ever created came on the other side of spontaneity, because creativity needs an environment of spontaneity. So the reason why most shows no one's ever heard of is because they're getting it all right and they're checking off all the boxes and there's no resonance and there's no spontaneity and there's no space for anything to happen in a creative vibration because everyone's checked all the freaking boxes. And my show has no boxes to check. I'm not worried about it. So if you really think about this again, you're exactly where you need to be. We're going to make things together. And if by the end of these 12 weeks, you have a couple of those things done, but they're done from a place of you finding a whole other altitude, more space, more oxygen, you're going to make something that's worth listening to.
I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.